5.7.
I arrived at Krakow Airport with Kasia, my guide. Test number one. I had to get a taxi to the hotel. I said to the taxi driver in Polish, "To the Holiday Inn Hotel, please." Proszę do hotelu Holiday Inn. No problem. The driver understood me. But then he started talking to me in perfect English. I felt a bit stupid. We got to the hotel, checked in, and then we went to the hotel bar for test number two. A waitress came up to us and I said, "Proszę piwo." That is, a beer, please. Then the waitress said something in Polish and I understood her. She said, "A big or small beer?" "Big," I said. I was so happy that I could understand her. I really enjoyed that beer. Next, we went out into the street for test three, asking for directions. I decided to ask for directions to a chemist because I knew the word for chemist, apteka. I stopped a woman who looked friendly and I said in Polish, "Excuse me, please, is there a chemist's near here?" "No problem." But then she started talking really fast and pointing.
Droga do apteki. No, najpierw idziesz prosto, później w lewo.
I tried to listen for left or right or anything I could understand, but no. I couldn't understand anything. I was sure that Kasia was going to give me zero for this test. I was feeling less confident now. We went back to the hotel for test four, making a phone call. Kasia gave me a phone number and told me to ask to speak to her friend. His name was Adam. I dialed the number. A woman answered the phone. "Is Adam there?" I said hopefully. "Adama nie ma," she said. I understood that. Adam's not in. I wanted to say, "When will he be back?" But I could only say, "When home." Kiedy domu. And I didn't understand her answer, so I said thank you and goodbye very politely. Kasia smiled, so I thought, well, not bad. Finally, test five, asking the time. I knew this test was going to be very hard. Numbers in Polish are incredibly difficult, and I've always found telling the time is impossible. But I had a brilliant idea. I stopped a man in the street and said, "Excuse me, what's the time?" I couldn't understand the answer, but I just said, "Sorry, can I see your watch, please?" He showed it to me. 7:20. Perfect. How well did I do in the tests? Well, Kasia gave me 5 out of 10 for language and 8 for imagination. So, can you learn a language in a month? Not Polish. Definitely.